problems, the problem of extremes. Yesterday, bhedi. This morning, the horrors of the bait and craving for annihilation in all their ugliness. Then, bhedi again. The only thing I've figured is to back off from meditation when things get too extreme. Any other suggestions? Yeah, I mean, it's helpful to pull back and, okay, just relax, get another perspective. And there's a little thing in the bottom. I'm not getting coolness. That sense of recognizing, okay, these are extremes. The mind is swinging. And it's also, it's the third day today. That's pretty standard. You know, sort of putting it in another perspective. Oh, yeah. Third day meditation retreat. Yeah, things are swinging. They haven't really settled. Hasn't really got a good footing yet. Not to take it too seriously. Not to buy into one extreme over the other. Have some kindness for yourself. Don't push, and just be willing to investigate. There's an extreme of mind being, the horrors of the bait. Okay, we can still investigate that. Bhiti arises. They're objects of investigation as opposed to experiences that define us. And that's really important to pay attention to, because we tend to define ourselves by our experiences. And, we get bhiti and rapture and, wow, everything's going great. And there's this, the horrors of the bait, and it's, oh my God, everything's falling apart. The practice is really is to recognize that we don't need to be, we don't need to identify ourselves with those experiences. Those are just experiences, and that like in the mindfulness of breathing, that last tetrad, contemplating impermanence. I breathe in, contemplating impermanence. I breathe out. That takes it to a different perspective. Or contemplating uncertainty, contemplating unsure, breathe in. It's just using that quality of anicca to see its changing, shifting quality, as opposed to it honing in and locking in onto one extreme or the other. That ability to reflect and investigate is really it's our refuge, really, because the experiences are going to change, the experiences are going to shift, and they don't really define you as a practitioner.